Lesson 6, The Soul, November 5th, 2020. I am your brother and friend, Jesus. I come once again to speak as I have promised to do so. Before I begin, I wish to assure my dear brother and sister that their beloved friend, B.D., was indeed carried through into the spirit world by my hand and blessed with many presences of spirit and angels alike, who greeted her and acknowledged her in her passing, for she was a dear and beloved soul who continues to find her way in the world of spirit and to serve God in ways and means that are more attuned to the spiritual life. Yes, she did pass into the fifth sphere, which is a remarkable thing, for very, very few from your earth plane have passed directly into this sphere. Her joy is great. Her love for you all is great. She will continue to serve God and to benefit all of you who are connected and who love this dear soul, this dear and beautiful soul who is loved by God and who loves God. Today I wish to speak of the soul, this most difficult topic that so many stumble upon and muse upon with their minds, yet have great trouble grasping the reality of the soul. For many, it is a dilemma, for in order to understand the soul, one must bring one's soul into alignment with God and receive the gift of His divine love, so that the faculties of the soul may awaken and be capable of understanding its own self and God's self through this lens of perception. Many upon your earth plane first wish to have proof, a concrete experience or example of this truth, before they are willing to commit themselves to this pursuit. So we urge all your souls upon your world to have faith, for it is faith that carries one past these barriers towards understanding. Faith, combined with prayer, opens the door to this truth so that it may become one's truth and reality in life. Yet few are willing to step forward in this way. Few wish to take that chance, to invest themselves in this experience, and to subscribe to this truth. Why is this? It is because so few recognize their own souls or have any inkling of its existence as a truth within themselves. All experience life, and all who live upon the earth plane have life within them. Yet this very fact of life, to be animated, to be one's own individual self, does not prove the existence of the soul from the perspective of the mind. What gives life, beloved souls? What gives life? It is the core and blessing from God that is life, the source of life and existence. God has given the gift of life to every object within the universe. All exists because God has given life. Yet not all things have a soul. In fact, of all that exists upon your earth, only humans have the gift of a soul. Though all are gifted with life, a precious and powerful thing that brings into existence all that is, this emanation from God that humanity has within, and as we have told you many times, is a great gift that is the soul. The soul exists because it has existed within the realms of the soul reality or dimension and has come forth and is expressed within the material world. We do not know much about the soul's existence before incarnation, but we do indeed sense the existence of souls all around us that are waiting to incarnate and begin the journey of individuation. The true personality of the individual is within the soul. The soul carries many things, many aspects, many vital parts of the individual. The soul longs for expression, expansion, and wakefulness of all aspects that are of the soul. Within this longing, the soul incarnates into the world. The soul chooses where it may incarnate and its parents. There is an innate faculty within the soul that knows that it is destined for this relationship between itself and its parents, the environment in which it will grow, that place that is most suited for that individual soul. God places a certain purpose or destiny within the soul so that much in their lives may be informed by this powerful inner mechanism that guides it forward. There is a rudimentary personality that comes with the incarnation of the soul. As you know, there are many other factors that influence personalities, such as gender, and those conditions that the soul inherits from its surroundings. Yet there is a purity and clarity within the soul that begins to motivate the soul in a certain direction in life. It is within that place where God and the individual soul may have a connection, a communication, so that a certain amount of guidance may come to that soul as a guiding force that brings about elements within their lives that help lead them in the direction that is intended. With the power of free will, a soul may indeed ignore and reject such powerful guidance and direction. This is often the case in your world. There are the few who are strong within their soul and know intuitively from childhood onward that they have a direction, a purpose, and a desire to fulfill it. When the soul is in alignment with its purpose, its true self, and with God, the momentum and power of this direction gains strength and moves forward. Though there are often obstacles within the individual and within the world that may inhibit and challenge that individual soul in its desire and purpose, still, those who are strong and persistent will find their way. In finding their way, the gifts of the soul may emerge and be a part of their lives. When a soul receives the gift of divine love, the very essence of God, the strengths and power of the soul's mission, its purpose, gifts, and expressions are greatly enhanced. Enhanced to the point where often they are compelled deeply to express their purpose and their gifts beyond any obstacle that they may face. The power of a soul awakened is such that the influence of the dark energies of your earth may not block them or disperse this great desire to fulfill the soul's purpose. For those who do not receive the gift of divine love, what they perceive in their soul's communication with their minds is much more subtle, yet they too may indeed hear the callings of their soul and fulfill the essence of who they are and their purpose in the world. You may see this with gifted artists, seers, thinkers, those who contribute deeply to your culture and your world. It begins with the soul's inspiration, which is often reinforced by many spirits and influences, which add to the momentum of the journey of fulfilling one's true identity and purpose. Yet this is only one aspect of the soul. A soul that has so much potential to perceive many things of God's universe and creation, with its many layers and aspects of the firmament, a soul that can, through prayer and longing for the gift of divine love, become fully awakened and truly know its relationship with its Creator. As we have spoken of so often, the conditions of your world are contrary to the soul's journey towards truth and towards its own self. One must struggle in your world to come to any semblance of understanding of the soul. Yet within many individuals is a feeling, a knowing, a sense of themselves, and a sense of the soul's yearnings. This often begins one's journey toward spiritual awakening. The impetus comes from the soul, which may be expressed through the mind in many different ways, leading to many different directions of discovery and learning, through in essence is the soul's desire towards God. That impetus comes from the soul, which may be expressed through the mind in many different ways, leading to many different directions of discovery and learning, though in essence is the soul's desire to journey towards God. The soul wishes to be with its Heavenly Father, its Creator, that which is of all love and beauty and harmony. The soul is drawn to God because the soul instinctively knows that God is the source of the awakening of itself. God is separate from the soul, and the soul has its individuated journey towards discovering itself, awakening and being awakened to its own identity. God does not interfere with that journey, inasmuch as God does not dictate what that journey must be. Yet, within the soul is an intuitive understanding of the journey that is meant to be. God gives each soul particular capacities and desires and abilities that will guide the individual upon their designated path, though all these things may be ignored by the individual who may forge their own path, their own way in life. Because of the law of free will, God does not interfere with this. Through the law of attraction, the true desires of the soul and of the mind draw to it various influences from those of the spirit world and from those of the flesh who will help determine the journey. It is a very complex matter to try to explain the yearnings of the soul, because so many in your world merely understand the yearnings and desires of the mind. The soul has been covered over so well, encrusted so thoroughly by the actions of each individual and the inherited conditions which each soul is born into, that to see clearly into one's soul is a great challenge. Those who are able at least to get a glimpse into their own soul are very blessed indeed. Our soul is to assist upon your journey, helping you clear away the obstructions and the distortions, so that you may indeed get this glimpse within your own soul, a soul that is beautiful indeed, and like the seed within the ground is full of great potential, if nurtured to the point of germination and realization. All that is necessary for the soul to understand itself is within it upon birth, although through the course of life it is very difficult to come to a clear understanding and realization of the soul. Even for those in spirit who have progressed into the higher planes of life, they can merely glimpse the state of their own soul and realize in a limited way its potentials if they have not nurtured the soul with the great gift of God's love. Yes, the purity of the soul was realized upon the natural love path, and certain faculties of the soul and gifts of the soul may be expressed once purity is attained. Yet there is so much more the soul may realize and expedite through its gifts and capacities when gifted with the divine love. This great transformative blessing from God that brings an activation of many things within the soul. Few upon your world realize the great power of the soul. What you see, those who follow the way of divine love, are glimpses, aspects, parts of yourself that are of the soul. It is only that seedling sprouting, pushing forth from the earth, not yet realized its full potential and being. Many of you have begun the journey well and strive to grow towards God. Upon this journey, many gifts will open to you, many insights, deep wisdom, and a great capacity to love, a capacity to love which is full of compassion and insight and humility and grace. All things reflecting what God has placed within your soul. These have been called divine attributes, as they are indeed a reflection of the attributes of God's great soul. The power to love intensely and purely, is the part of your soul that brings all else into alignment and awakening. Depending upon the quality of the love within your soul, that which has been naturally granted, and that which is of the divine, determines what that soul may express, what aspects of the soul may become true to its form and potential. When we say love is the source of all that may be upon the spiritual path awakened and realized, I know that this is almost becoming cliché, but it remains the central truth, the central aspect of the soul that must be activated and brought forward in your existence, whether it be upon the earth plane or other planes. It is discovering the power of love, realizing how this power brings the awakening of many spiritual gifts, and how this love is the central aspect of the functioning of the universe. Love is the activating agent of the universe. All things that God has created have been created with the power of love. Within all things is an aspect, an element of varying degrees and levels of love. Love brings harmonization. Love is the key component of life, and divine love activates the potentials of the soul. Yet, because we have used this word so often, many of you do not truly appreciate this truth, that without love the universe could not exist, for the very essence of God is love. Since God has many faculties and aspects of himself or herself, these things within God's soul could not be activated without this universal element that we call love. Within you is love. Within you is the potential to marry God's love with your love, combining these two elements together to create a potent force within your soul that will in time awaken all aspects and potentials and realize all things that are possible upon your individual journey of existence. With this combination of divine love and natural love, which in time becomes one love, the natural incorporated into the divine, the soul becomes eternal in its existence. That individuation is never lost, for it does not blend with others in respect to individuation, though there is a sense amongst us in the celestial heaven of great unity and a profound closeness that is a reflection of the power of love within us. With the awakened capacities of the soul, gifts of the soul, elements of the soul, it allows us to come to you on earth. For there is a compatibility between you and us, even though your journey has just begun, and for many of us, it has been much longer. The power of God's love within your soul that you have longed for and received resonates with the power of God's love within our souls, creating between us a bond, a sense of brotherhood and sisterhood that many only grow and awaken in all its ways and potentials, creating together a great family of love. So, we will all journey together, beloved souls, upon this path, respecting each individual journey, bringing your uniqueness forth to be appreciated and acknowledged and loved by all of us in spirit. So, you must, upon your life journey, see that each individual is unique and to honor that with love. A soul who truly recognizes themselves in relationship with their Creator and relationship with their brothers and sisters obtains a deep humility that is full of compassion, full of acknowledgement and realization of how God has created such beautiful, unique souls to populate His universe. So, you will find yourselves encountering many individuals who are laboring upon their path of spiritual awakening, some upon that path that is of the natural love, and some upon the divine, and many who see, feel, and experience both paths together, but do not understand or are unable to delineate between the two at this time. For those of you who dedicated to the divine path, I urge you to teach others of this path, to help each soul to see the difference, to understand that they have a choice between the awakening of their human potentials with all of its limitations and all of its beauty, and to awaken with the power of God's love, that great engine of the universe that brings life, that is life, that will bring new life and renewed life to the individual. For this great gift indeed transforms the soul, remakes it into something closer to the divine, and transforms all that is human with to that which is of the divine, with certain characteristics of God's soul manifesting through the human soul. Though you are not God and never will be, still you have the opportunity to express some attributes of God through you within this transformative blessing. If each individual soul truly understood the power and wonderment of this gift, surely they would pursue it and desire it, and come to realize the great boon of this promise from God to awaken all that is within the soul. Indeed, there are many things of the soul that I could not explain to you at this time. It is best that you pursue those common and fundamental aspects of the soul as you journey upon the divine path, as the momentum builds within your soul, and as you receive more of this gift. The perceptions that are necessary to understand the more esoteric aspects of your soul will come to you and will open up this understanding in good time. May you come to have the great faith that carries you to the realization of your soul in relationship with God. May you come to have the great faith that carries you to the realization of your soul in relationship with God. May you come to appreciate the gift that God has made available to each of you. He has given you those capacities which are of your soul to truly communicate with and to understand God in many ways and forms and means. Each journey will be unique. Your understanding will come in unique forms and ways. Often, patience is required and tenacity as well, as you live in a world that is contrary to these things and will constantly challenge you. As you seek to know the truth, your mind will challenge you, for in your world the mind has been given precedence and power that seeks to repress these finer faculties and capacities of understanding. It is time and prayer that will uplift you, beloved souls. It is the desire to go beyond the limitations of the material world and the material mind to enter into the reality of the soul, the mind of the soul, the feelings of the soul, the sense and wisdom of the soul, its perceptions glowing deep within you, awaiting your discovery. I will leave you with these thoughts, my beloved and beautiful brothers and sisters. Know that in time and with effort in prayer and desire, that all that which I speak of will become your daily truth. You will live this. You will be individuals who have an activated soul. What this means for you will change you greatly, and that change will be for the better. You will not be so influenced by the dark conditions of your world. You will not be drawn into error, into dark feeling, emotions, responses to these conditions that are so prevalent in the world. You will find your way to light and joy, to deep perceptions and wisdom. You will see the truth and know the truth and live the truth with great joy. In this, you will be an instrument of God in your world, assisting those who are seeking, bringing blessings to many, living the truth as an example and a light in the world. May God continue to bless you deeply, beloved souls, and awaken you fully with His love, so that you and I, and all the angels of heaven, and the bright spirits who seek to serve God in this way, will walk together in unity, will serve God in remarkable ways, and will bring many to the truth of His love. This has always been my mission, and I encourage you to join me in this great effort to awaken the world to love. God bless you, beloved souls. I am your brother, your teacher, your friend. I am Jesus, Master of the Celestial Heavens, and I am happy to have come today to speak to you all. God bless you. God bless you, beloveds. My love is with you.